Well, Donegal County Development Board was established in 2000 to coordinate development and public service delivery in County Donegal. It was one of 34 such bodies set up nationwide in each county and city council area. And since starting to work together, the CDB, which has representatives from the local authorities, state agencies, local development, the community sector, social partners, would have attempted to provide a platform where we could ensure that the work of the different agencies and sectors was coordinated and that people would collaborate wherever possible. The main platform for doing this was the initial county strategy for economic, social and cultural development, which we launched in 2002 and which covered the period 2002 to 2012. And that enabled us and the council, and the state agencies, as I said, the Institute of Technology, all of the partners, to ensure that we had a common blueprint, that we had the same priorities and goals for the county, to ensure that we got the best out of the potential of the county in terms of its resources and in terms of making best use of the resources coming in. That initial strategy, which ran out this year, worked very well for us. And the County Development Board earlier this year started work on its new strategy to take us to the end of 2014, and that's what's being launched today.
Now, the county manager himself has pointed out how the county faces many challenges, and I suppose this strategy will look to address those, but we also face financial strategies. Will that hinder the work being done?
Well, from the outset, the County Development Board was all about making best use of whatever resources were available. And while we are in challenging times now, at the same time, I think it's fair to say that even when we started out this work in Donegal, it was shortly after the closure of Fruit of the Loom and other blows to our traditional economy. So it's nothing new to us in Donegal to be facing challenges. I think what this strategy points out is that while there are challenges, there are definitely areas of potential there. We do have resources that can be tapped into and developed. A lot of work has already been done over the past number of years on developing tourism products, marketing the county for tourism, the whole area of renewable energies, and advancing the different areas that can bring sustainable development to the county. Our new strategy is taking a very close look at the whole area of ocean energies. We have a massive resource in Killybegs that can be used as a base for offshore renewable energies. And that's something that our new strategy is going to be focusing on very closely, as well as further development of the tourism product, making sure that Donegal is continued to be seen as a good location in which to do business, enterprise development, inward investment, ensuring that the skills that will be necessary for the county are identified and that the various partners work together to provide those skills. So these are the types of things that are included in the strategy. There's no doubt that we're in challenging times, but I think it's important to emphasize that this strategy addresses these challenges in a positive way, identifying the areas, as said, of potential and ensuring that we have a coordinated approach to developing these areas.
And I suppose that's a case of using whatever resources the council has available to it to the maximum, but also, I presume, also finding alternative funding sources, external funding resources to try and progress some of these projects and ideas and opportunities.
Very much so. We've always placed an emphasis on that. And in fact, within Donegal County Council, working in close partnership with our other CDB partners, we've established an EU funding unit based on a model from Belfast City Council. But we were the first county to establish our own EU funding unit, which works full-time at identifying potential sources of funding under various EU programs, seeking to work in partnership with people in other European countries to access this funding and to draw it down. And we've been quite successful in that in terms of funds such as the various Interreg programs, the peace programs and so on. And now going forward into the next phase of the strategy, we'll be looking even further afield to see what potential sources of funding are out there in the European Union and ensuring that wherever possible, we gain access to them to promote development in Donegal.